Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Why am I nervous as if this is like the first time I've talked on a microphone and had a conversation in a room with a microphone, with a camera? I feel like I'm acting like I've never done this before, but I feel like it's because I feel like I haven't done this before. I'm solo in a room and I'm talking to literally a camera and it feels a little bit different, and that's okay. It has been a minute, hasn't it? A lot has changed and I've been through a ton, but we are here and we're on the other side and it's a beautiful thing. And it's a huge deal to be sitting here in this chair. By the way, check out my new chairs. They're green. Isn't that fun? I feel like this is a new season for me in life and in many other ways. And I'll explain that later, but I just thought that green made sense for the podcast. So I won't lie. I recorded this last night and this is take two because I just didn't lay out my thoughts well. And I think I needed to get those like nervous jitters out. And I had a conversation with myself and I was all over. I really re-listened back right after I recorded it. And I was mumbling and I was like, I don't even know. I sounded drunk. I think I was just so nervous. I had to get it out of my system. So new studio, new podcast, new feel, new everything. I don't even know where to start. I have a lot to update you on. And I've been doing post breakup and like why I'm here today and my wedding and my life and everything. So here we go. What have I been doing besides paying more attention to my feelings? I feel like I've been home decorating, like paying more attention to the things going on around me because I've been spending so much time within. My time internal was very hard at first. I was struggling a lot. And then I kind of had to come to terms with either I take a step forward or I'm setting myself up for failure. Like that's what I had to swallow. I'll get into that a little bit. But the positives out of all of this is that I'm sitting here talking to you. You who's ever out there, my goal has always been to meet people where they are and to talk about real life shit. And that is what I'm going to continue to do. Nothing about me has changed besides I'm matured and I am speaking up for the things that I want and need. And that is a beautiful thing. And I don't think that I'd have it any other way. I feel like in a lot of ways, this was necessary in order for both of us to move forward. And we talked about that a little bit, but for a long time, I wasn't speaking to my truth and I was letting things happen that I wasn't okay with. Like, and that's no, this, you don't need to read into any of this that I'm saying. It's just a fact of the matter of like, there were topics that I didn't really agree with that we went with because I had to bend. It's a 50-50, you give and you take. And I was bending too far from my moral compass. And just based on topics, that has nothing to do with anything else. So I just needed to speak up to that and be truthful to myself and what I needed. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I'm here sitting in front of you. One thing I'll say about all of this that was really, really hard is that I have battled a lot of people saying, you know, like looking for hate, I guess would be the best way to put it. Like looking for hate, you know, wanting information. I don't blame anybody for their curiosity. I do not blame anyone for that. But there's a difference between curiosity and care. And that has been like really tough to swallow because I'm not someone that feels better when I talk about it. I'm not somebody who would ever put a partner of 3 years down and there's no reason to. We're sitting here. I got what I wanted. She got what she wanted. And we get to continue on. You get to support us on our different ventures. So please do that because it's a big deal. And remember that no matter what the outcome of a situation is, it helps nobody if either party is talking shit about each other, if either party is spewing details because we were so passionate about this thing. And that passion turns into anger, which turns into sadness and all the emotions you can even think of in between. And that, you know, literally the trail of trauma and the ups and the downs of that. So I just wanted to say that because I think it's really, really important. And I think it's important to talk about. But my mental health, and it is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's October. So if you have not talked to your people and checked in with your people and checked in with yourself and alone time, made alone time for yourself, it's the time. Okay. I'm talking about sitting without your phone, without your TV, without your book, and really thinking about how you feel, because I think that is the best way to face the shit that you have in front of you and heal. I will say I was in like the darkest place I've ever been by far. I think I'm still coming out of that dark place. I'm still coming out of that like really upset and out feeling out of control place, like, you know, having a business move away and I got what I wanted. I purchased the podcast. I get to keep it and I get to keep speaking with you, but it wasn't ever how I envisioned it. At the time when I was thinking about it, it was a really sad and angering and dark thing, but now it's like the most beautiful thing in the world. So, but grief is real and the darkness is shitty and it sucks. And you're down there and I'm sitting in my room and I don't want to really eat and I don't care about working out, which is like my favorite thing to do in the world. And I don't care about getting ready anymore. There's no coincidence that I got COVID like 3 days after we finalized everything with the podcast and made it like, you know, spick and span, cleaned it up, moved it out. Like there's no way because my immune system finally let its guard down. I was finally starting to come down from a really like terrible, you know, back and forth, just trying to figure it out. We're trying to map everything out. But I mean, like from, you know, you cry in bed and you feel so alone that you don't want to talk to anyone. You don't even want to leave your room. I became basically like an introvert. Like I forgot about my goals and my health and I was not talking to anyone that I loved or cared about. And that really was something that I woke up like probably 2 weeks ago and I called one of my best friends and I texted my other best friends like how much I appreciated them being there for me even when I wasn't giving anything into the relationship. And the beautiful thing about that is the people that love you will always pick up the slack and vice versa. You'll pick up the slack for them. So when you're in a shitty situation or when you've lost a family member, that's something I had done with my grandma a little over a year ago, your friends will pick up the slack of their relationship if they are good friends. And you freaking hope to God that you've surrounded yourself by good people who love you in the ups and downs. If I was only able to give 20 at that time, they were giving 80, baby. They were checking in. They were making sure everything was okay. And there's a few specific people who have really been helping me with that. And knowing that I'm really sensitive. I think that's something that I learned in this is I'm a lot more sensitive than I thought. And sensitivity can make your brain go crazy and it can make you hurt more, I think, than people who deem themselves less sensitive. So obviously I just want to get one more thing straight until we move forward is like, I'm upset that we're here right now, right? Like but I know it's the right thing. And I know we're human and I know the current situation was no longer healthy in many different ways and forms. And I honestly feel like a burden has been lifted off my shoulders and I couldn't do that anymore because it's not who I was or what I wanted out of my next look ahead of life. And I know that likely my partner would say the same, but I'll never speak for her. After the breakup, we honestly, if you want to know the truth, like we didn't really speak much because we needed to separately have our processing and our time. And that's obviously when I started turning to my people. And I will say when you're feeling really passionate about something and you're struggling with it, and it could be something from you got a work email and you were like, what the fuck? This person is totally trying to like show my boss that I didn't do my work or like throw little jabs. Walk away. Do not send that email within the next even 30 minutes to an hour because I guarantee you will not say what you want to say and you will end up coming off hot-headed and you will come off reacting the same way the other person is. Like whatever the situation is, I'm trying to make it relatable. Do not respond right away because I guarantee you you'll respond because you're so passionate about something and that thing. You'll respond with anger and then you'll have to pull yourself back out and be like, holy shit, I just responded. I'm so sorry. I did not mean that. That's not who I am. Don't get yourself in that situation. Take time away. But honestly, the people who have helped me, the amazing friends, my fiance, who I need to update you guys on wedding planning, but I get to update you on that next week with a surprise guest. Oh my gosh, I'm like hiccuping. I'm so sorry. And the people who came to my class and the people who wrote in and sent me messages about like just what I had gotten them through and with the podcast, what we had gotten them through, like that was everything to hear that it meant something to somebody. Because all in all, the moments I was sitting alone in my room was because I didn't feel like if I was alone, who would care about my voice? Like who would care about what I had to say? Who would even listen? Who's out there? Because I don't see you. I see your little number on a sheet in my tracking, but I don't see who you are. And I want to remove that boundary even more and that barrier because I really, really want to see my people. And that means more events. And that means more write-ins, like about advice. Like I want to help you. And that's why I'm here. So it's the little things that I've realized are so beautiful and so simple is like slowing down. Because when I slowed down, even though I was in this deep, dark place, when I was time for me to pull myself out of it. I got up, I got dressed, I did my hair, I went on a date with my fiance. And that, like, truly that night was a turning point for me in moving fucking forward, because I was dragging my feet and not moving forward. And that's when I had mental clarity, like, about wanting to have more events, about what I wanted this podcast to be, about where I wanted to go, about who mattered to me, all of those things, like, about how infinitely grateful I was for the people I have around me. I have never felt more blessed in that in my whole life than the people I have right around me right now. It makes me want to cry. I truly, and you know who you are, have never felt more grateful. And all those you listeners out there too, like, listening out of love and care, like, I really freaking appreciate you. But ultimately I had to decide how I was going to proceed, and here we are. And every eyeball was on me for a little bit, or so it felt. That's how it feels when you have this, like, deep, dark place that you go to. And they weren't. But I know that a lot of people wanted to know, and that's okay. It's okay to want to know. It just wasn't something that I was willing to share. And we both agreed on that. Know, though, that I am here to help you, and I want to help you. And for a while there, I was, like, wondering if I even can. And then I looked around me, and I'm going to tell you this because it matters. I looked around me at the people that were impacting my life and the people that were just in my day-to-day patterns of, like, who they are and how they act and how they carry themselves. And if I can learn so much from the people that just pass me at work or my closest friends, I want to be that for somebody else. Like, it is as simple as surrounding yourself with good people and having a good person in your ear, to see impact in your life. And I really, truly believe that.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Remember, you are the 5 people you are spending most of your time with. I hope I said that right. It's the 5 people you spend the most time with. That's who you are. So I just went through a lot, battling imposter syndrome and a breakup, and I was trying to treat them with healing, and it was hard. Like, breakups are hard. It's how this business broke up is just like my, like, college breakups, to be honest. It was like a relationship. Like, it was tough, and it took me a while to pull myself out and think, like, okay, I can put myself out there again. And I believe that. And I'm okay with people watching, and I'm okay with people maybe not loving it, and I'm okay with losing followers. That's not related to relationships, but it's with the podcast. It's inevitable. And my business is my business, and I'm allowed to do what I want to do now. You know, I'm allowed to take it where I want to take it. And although I don't have the support of a partner, I have the support of myself and amazing people around me. So with that, I wanted to talk about breakups in general, and I'm kind of talking a lot about, like, imposter syndrome and dealing with a breakup. I wrote down 6 things I do in a breakup that really have impacted me. One is, I can't control reaction. I can only control my own actions. Once I sit with that and sit with the fact that I cannot control how they're going to react, I am not going to probably get the answer as to why they did that thing. I literally just can sit and be proud of my own reactions, right? Like, we can only be in control of us. So why are we trying to control somebody else? And I'm speaking really about breakups in this instance, especially like, relationship breakups with a significant other. Like, you cannot control their reaction. You cannot understand the why. That was hard for me when I was dating a cheater. Is like, why? Why did you do this to me? You're not going to have the answer. And even if you do, it's not going to be the answer you probably want or are searching for. And it's not going to solve all your problems. So taking a breath and being like, I need to let that piece of it go, has impacted me a ton. And it has helped me with every other breakup that I've had. 2 is, simple actually is not boring. The ups and the downs of relationships are not supposed to be so dramatic. Our minds confuse anxiety with excitement. And so we get really confused and we think, oh my God, well, that was a really fun relationship. Even though we had so many shitty times, I keep remembering the great times. You were probably remembering the times that you were anxious. Same thing goes with a relationship, a business relationship, a friendship. Like, these ups and these downs where your stomach drops when they text you, and my God, it's not normal. Simple is more than normal. We all have enough going on in our lives. We don't need to complicate it. So looking for that and reminding yourself that, whoa, that was not simple. I want something that's simple. That's important. Three I wrote was, when it's not serving where you're going, you've already separated yourself for a reason. So what I mean by that is, especially with like friendships, in relationships, like a significant other, if that was not the direction you wanted to go, that was not serving who you are going to be in the future, where you're even going from two steps forward from right now. And for example, I dated someone at some point where they were a severe drinker, like partied all the time. I did not see any out. I talked to them. They never made any changes. I would talk to them again. I'd be like, listen, I don't like this. It's a pattern that you keep doing. Like, I don't like it. Like, I'm going to the bar and like pretending I'm having a good time, even though I'm not, because I'm worried about you. That was not serving me. That was not serving me at all. I already could see the separation in our behaviors, and it was not going to serve me in the future unless that person made a change. And that was not up to me. So you have to remember that when you're doing a breakup of any type. Four, I wrote, lean on your people. My God, they're there for a reason. When I was talking to you about 80-20 rule, I leaned on my people, and I am forever grateful for the people that have leaned into me. Like, I cannot even express to you how thankful I am to have those people in my life. And I wouldn't have those people in my life if I wasn't nurturing those relationships and being a good friend outside of that. Did I have to admit to a few friends that I had been a really bad friend because I was dealing with some shit? Yeah, I did. And you know what the best part was? Is I meant every word that I said. I said, I've been a bad friend. I was going through a lot. I didn't have capacity to talk to you about it. And I'm really, really sorry. And I'm okay if you're disappointed in me. And I'm okay with like feeling like you're upset, and that I'll be okay with that. I just wanted to tell you how I feel, and I'm really, really sorry. And you know what? Some of them were disappointed, and some of them were like, you know what? I understand, and I'm here for you, and I get it. And I was just waiting for you to be ready to talk again. So lean on your people, because you'd be impressed. I sit in my emotions a lot, and I get worried that people are going to like get mad at me. Like I'm like sitting there. Here, I'll take you through an example because this is the only way I can explain it. I'm sitting in bed. It's like late at night. I haven't responded to one of my best friends in like 10 days, but I'm so tired. And I know that if I don't respond to them, it's another day that I have to stress about responding to them and feeling bad about not responding. But because I'm already 10 days into not responding, I'm having more anxiety about not responding. It doesn't make any sense, but take that away, control some one little thing and move forward. Which leans me into the next one. Go outside and laugh. That's number five. Like, get a cocktail, do a game night, let loose. I went out for a few cocktails this week. I needed to, where before I would honestly make any excuse to avoid talking to people and answering questions about where I was because I wasn't feeling good. And honestly, I've never felt better. A few of us, we took a group to the Dead End Hayride. I love doing themed activities. It's fall right now. So I was like, I need to go to like something haunted. Like, it's important to me. I also need to go to a vineyard. I'm on my list for this next week. And we laughed our asses off. By the way, I'm so pissed because that shit is not scary anymore. And I'm so upset. Like, why is it not scary anymore? I'm like, I wanted to go in there, and I even had somebody grab me. Some of these new haunted places, you can like grab people, which I think is just so utterly weird. But they were like grabbing us, and I was not scared at all. I don't know how that happened, but it was really, really fun. And I went out with Jordan's sisters, and we talked, and we laughed, and we were real with each other. And it was just like, felt so good. Like, it really, really did. I needed it. Final one, and I'll end it with this, is write your goals and do the little wins on those days. What I did is, I have a friend who, and her and I have talked about a ton of times wanting to go write goals. And we finally went to Hewing. We got a quiche. We got our little lattes, which by the way, were so freaking good. And we brought our notebooks and our pens and paper, and we wrote our goals together. And it was so healing because it makes things feel not out of touch. And the reminder she had for me was, don't make your goals unattainable. They're not supposed to be unattainable. Goals are supposed to move you forward. So making small goals and big goals or medium goals is actually healthy. For instance, one of my goals was literally to just pay off a credit card that I had the funds to do so. Like, I was like, I need to pay X amount of money. I need to literally just go in there and manually do it and be done with it. That was one of my goals. I knew I could attain that. I knew I had everything I needed, and I wanted to do it, and I got to cross it off my list. It made things less scary, right? Like, it's not looming anymore because I just went and did it. Some of my goals were a little bit bigger, like wanting to meditate and journal a lot more and like doing it every single day, but deciding what I wanted to do. So one of them was, I could journal, I could read, I could write about just like goals in general if I wanted to. And I think I had one more, I think it was meditate if I wanted to. So I could just pick the mindful activity of the day instead of being like, you need to meditate, you need to do this, you need to have tea, you need to have your green juice, whatever. I just chose one to roll with and I feel so much better about it. I think that that's really helped me kind of move forward in the things that I've done in a breakup. And I hope that that helps you and that you can relate to one of those things.
Hey, little poop nuggets. It's Candid Soph. I miss you guys so much. Seriously, my poop stories just don't hit the same without you. And we know change sucks and we know it's risky, but the biggest mistake you can make is being afraid you're going to make a mistake. So we honestly just trusted our gut on this one and we miss you. Straight Candid misses you. I miss you. So with all that being said, I want to share with you guys my new adventures. You can follow my new YouTube channel. You can type in my full name, Sophie Van Sirksom, or you can check the link in my bio to subscribe to my YouTube. And any support matters right now, seriously, because I'm currently at like negative 10 subscribers. So I would love a little support. But yeah, I plan to make some shorter form lifestyle content like vlogs, some fitness content sponsored by the Basil by Soph brand, and also some long form content where we can kind of chit chat and we can hang out throughout the day too. So I'm excited. I hope you guys support and follow. But yeah, at Candid Soph on all platforms for the time being and Sophie Van Sirksom on YouTube. But with all that, get back to it, Sid. She's just popping in. Bye, guys.
Remember that battling imposter syndrome will come and go. Like I've been here before and I'll definitely come here again. But it's also the sign of you moving forward, which is like the most amazing thing in the world. It's a sign of you maybe taking a leap of faith and taking a next step. It's also a sign that you've done this, like you at one point pictured yourself doing this thing and you thought, oh, wow, holy shit, that's so cool. Like for instance, picturing yourself applying to a new job. You knew that you wanted to apply to it. You thought the position was cool. You wanted to take the leap of faith. You wanted to try it. So you just applied, right? That was taking a leap of faith, right? Taking the next step. You saw yourself, you envision yourself, you close your eyes, you're like, yes, hell yeah, I can do this job. Then the imposter syndrome hits when you get the job. You already got the job. You already applied. You already did all the things, right? You can do this. Like take a second and do that. 5 ways that I get out of imposter syndrome. And I think this is going to help you too. We talked about 5 breakup things to do. And I want to talk about 5 things in imposter syndrome. Remember why you do what you do. Remember who you are to the core, because you are a capable, well-rounded, strong individual. And if you don't start speaking nicely to yourself, you're going to start believing your own lies. Number 2, I said, remember that no step forward towards growth is going to feel comfortable. And this is like so, so true. If you are not uncomfortable, you are not growing. Comfortability is so mundane. It's mundane and it's beautiful. But if you are not taking steps forward, you're not going to continue to grow. And we are young, my friends. 20 to 80, we should still be growing. We should still be learning. We should still be, you know, thinking outside of our usual bubble. 3, I said, get your closest friend's opinion. Like they'll tell you the truth. Especially your sister, ask your friends, am I being crazy? I feel really low about this. Like, should I feel this way? Or should I feel like I'm not capable for this job? Or should I feel like I didn't do a good job on this and now I feel like I can't do it again at work? Or like whatever it is, whatever that may be for this podcast, do you feel like I'm not going to be able to do this on my own? And the answer is always right there. I know what you're thinking. Friends will never tell you the full truth, but they really they really will. They'll lean into you. They'll lean into what you need. And chances are, if you've got good people around you, they'll be a little bit extra critiquing of who you are, especially your sister. But they'll be honest and they'll always tell you the truth. 4. What would you say if this was your sister? What would you say? Would you tell your sister if she came to you and was like, I have imposter syndrome, I don't think I can do this? Would you tell her, yeah, you're right? Or would you tell her, I literally hate that you have imposter syndrome. You are the most capable human being I've ever met in my whole life. I'm so proud of you. All you have to do is set your mind to it and you will get it. You just got to take one step forward. If you can think of what you'd say to your sister in that situation, or brother, if you've only got brothers, you can think of what they'd say to you. And you can think of that switch in roles reverse. And it's always helped me kind of get out of my own rut and get out of my own way. And finally, I wrote down, write down where you want to go and then make little steps to attain it. Like I guarantee you're avoiding something that isn't that complex and you're telling yourself you can't do it, which is exactly what I was doing during like those breakup routine things. I was saying I couldn't do something that I was very much capable of doing, And it just takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of time, a pen and paper to get your thoughts out, write it all down, take a breath, and take a step forward. So with all that said and all the things that I've learned through this transition and all this time to like sit and think, I've really thought about the things that I've learned. And like this was a low, low, low moment that allowed me to see the good in the things that were around me and see that I was moving too fast, which is really, really tough to swallow. I've always had friends tell me, you're moving too fast. But now I finally sit and think and see that. And I'm like, okay, I need to slow down and enjoy like the little moments. If I looked at myself in the mirror, I would have not been proud of how I was talking to myself, like how I was treating myself, how I was speaking to my abilities. I would not be proud of that. And that was something that I really did not take lightly. You need to treat yourself with kindness. You are the first person and the only person that can speak directly to you. You speak up here all day in your head. You need to talk kindly to yourself. And that's so, so important. I was giving myself grace to not be okay too. I was not okay. I had talked about that earlier and I needed to like let myself just not be okay for a little bit. And that was okay. This is hard. It's different. And I came out the other side, but it's important to just be like, yeah, shit, I don't feel good. And that's okay that I don't feel okay today. And I was never meant to be perfect. It's not going to be, but I do know that what my purpose is again. And I'm lucky to be here working towards my purpose and to have what I have that fuels my fire. And it all came full circle for me when I had those lows. So it really did truly make a difference and came back around. And I'm like, I understand now. I know where I'm going now. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know what I was cut out for on this planet, which sounds just absolutely bonkers to say out loud. I am here for a purpose, and that a purpose is to love on people and give them advice and have them take something away from my platform. And that is what I'm here to do. So with all of that being said, welcome to the Candid Podcast. This is me. It's Candid with Sid. It's a podcast. It's open and unfiltered discussions, real life stories, personal insights, and candid conversations for you, because it's extremely fitting to who I am. It's extremely fitting to how I deliver information. There was a screenshot I took of like what candid meant, and I needed to be reminded of this, but it means honest and sincere. And I think that is exactly who I am. And to the core is I'm honest. I am sincere, but like honest is still straightforward and it can be very hard to hear at times. And that's not what I want. I don't want it to be hard to hear, but it speaks true and rings true to who I am and what I want to do with this podcast. So I'm hyped to be here. I have new colors. The green is like just fresh and natural. The purple for prosperity. We were chanting that at drinks the other night. We were like, purple is prosperity. Jordan's sister kept writing it on the like waiter notes, like being like, purple is prosperity and you're glowing. Slay, like just being funny. We were just being funny. And it just feels so good to have like a new brand that you're proud of and new colors that relate to you and feel right. And I'm like, moving forward, like it just, I just want to like scream and put my hands up and just like scream from the rooftops. Like I'm so excited to be here. So let me tell you a little bit about where we're going to be, what's going to happen on this podcast, because it's going to be freaking fun. I've got three tiers of what this podcast is going to be, three different tiers. Okay. I don't know why I'm like holding my hand like that. I'm like, three tiers, not four. You know, the first one is experts are going to come on. We're going to talk sex, health, wellness, health fads, shit we need to know, toxic stuff, lifestyle, self-improvement, careers, like anything health, wellness, and lifestyle in that bracket, that is exactly what we're going to talk about. And it's going to help you. When you walk away, you're going to take something away. You're going to learn something. You're going to feel like you had access to somebody maybe that you usually don't have access to, or things that you don't have access to learn about. And I'm going to give you that line of sight. This includes some of the smartest people I know, one being my fiance. Like I want to know, how does somebody that smart in business make priorities to take steps forward? Being a creative mind, I'll admit it, I am not a tactical person. I do not think of steps to go forward. I think of large, big ideas and how we can make this event like massive and huge and crazy. I don't know tactical steps. And I know if you want to be in business, you need tactical steps, okay? So that's tier number one. Tier number two is people who have a different outlook or perspective on life. And that's like maybe someone who went through something crazy or different, like maybe somebody who is post-addiction. It could still be like celebrity. It could be someone with a perspective of change. And that includes the most impactful people that I know. People who have been through something and have a story that makes you just want to sit and listen. I'm talking a lot right now. I'm not used to this, but I'm excited to sit and listen and be quiet and take things away from people that have been through things that we just can't fathom, or know things that we just can't understand unless we were there. Finally, this is the one I am the most excited about, is advice. We are bringing advice back. We being me, myself, and I keep, it's going to be hard to not say we for a while, but this is situation write-ins where people want feedback and what to do. There's going to be like a little twist on it at times. It's going to be fun. It's going to be whole episodes. I might have my sister here, people that I trust that give really good advice. I might have guests do it too, but I want to give advice to you guys. And I love giving advice. I love taking a situation and be like, ooh, what do I think about this? How do I feel about this? So I am going to do all of those things every single season of the podcast. Every Monday we'll come out with an episode at 5 a.m. CST. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. We're here for the ride. So if you're here for the ride and you're listening, thank you for being here, because you being here means a ton to me. That was not a sniffle of like a tear, by the way. That was a sniffle because for some reason I'm getting stuffed up. But you being here means the world to me. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting everything that this podcast is and will be, from supporting Sophie and I from the beginning and being here. It means a ton. I am excited about where we're going. I hope that you learned something today, because it's going to be a lot more learning. It's going to be a lot more fun conversation. And don't worry, this is all real. Candid means real. Candid means funny. Candid means honest. Candid means just letting your guard down and being human and admitting when you don't know something. It means all of those things. But we're going to do it this way, and we're going to make it amazing. And I cannot wait for the next steps. If you want to follow me on my personal Instagram, it's at Candid Sid. If you're looking for the podcast Instagram, I actually have not changed the handle. It's at Straight Candid Podcast still, but it will be changing probably by the time this podcast airs. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm literally caressing my computer screen right now. I don't know why, but it feels kind of good on my hands. Don't know what I'm doing. I appreciate you. I am so sorry that I waited so long to get this episode out. October 30th is today, and it is a good day because it's an episode and a new chapter, and you're here for it. God, that feels good. I did it. I've recorded my first solo episode, and I'm still sitting here, and I don't have shaky hands, and I didn't cry, and I just proved myself wrong today.